Dalad Shavat, Thursday the 30th of January, Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Hilchos Brachos Part 6, Benching.
Good morning, everyone. Today we'll discuss a little bit about benching. I hope we'll be able to condense the whole Hilchos Benching into one share. If not, we might have Part 6, Part 2. The mitzvah say in the Torah to bench. That after you washed and you ate, we discussed previously, it's only on bread or perhaps also on some sorts of mezonos, you have to bench. It's the mitzvah say in the Torah to bench. The makor for this is the pasuk which says, "V'achalta v'savata v'rachta Hashem lekecha al oretz tova asher nosam." The chinuch brings down a rishon that call me shezohe beberuchas hamazon. Anyone who is careful in benching, making sure not to forget to bench, and benching with kavana, mezonosav mitzuyin loy bekovet kol yomov. His panasa will be sorted for him without any problem his whole life. The Kafachayim brings down from the Zohar Kaddish that however much you bench besimcha or ba'ayin tova, similarly, mezonosav are given to him besimcha or ba'ayin tova. So a direct proportional result from how you bench to how your parnosa is given. Benching is ostensibly thanking Hashem for the parnosa that we have. Now, in the pasuk of benching, there's three concepts that are brought down. Concept number one says, V'achalta v'savata. That's referring to food. Yeah, we eat and be satiated, that's food. Then it says, V'rach Hashem gecha al ha'oretz, on the land that Hashem gave you. That's talking about Eretz Yisrael. And then it says Hatova, which Gemara Darshan means, on Yerushalayim, which is the ultimate Toif. Therefore, from here we have a chiyuv to mention these three concepts in benching. These three concepts are Midaraisa, get to thank Hashem for the food, for Eretz Yisrael, and for Yerushalayim. And if you go to the brachas, that's what we do. Al Hazon, the first brach Hazon is on food. Second brach Noidlecha, looking at Eretz is on the land. And Rachim and Yerushalayim is on Yerushalayim. The Machoikas, Rishonim. Is there a chiyuv midaraisa to say three brachas, which is what we do? Yeah, we'll discuss soon. We have a fourth bracha, and we have haracham on this. But is there a chiyuv in HaTorah to say three brachas? Or no, that's what Tosfos holds and the Bach holds. The Beis Yosef holds that there's no chiyuv on the amount of brachas. You don't have to do three brachas in HaTorah. In HaTorah, all you have to do is mention these three concepts. We can even do it in one bracha, you'll still be mekayim the chiyuv midaraisa of benching. Now, we have a matbeah shetol chon, we have a format that Chazal instituted was what to say and how to say it. But it could be midaraisa, as long as you mentioned these three concepts of thanking Hashem, you'll be mekayim chiyuv anyway. Now, someone who doesn't know benching by heart, and also doesn't have a smartphone, and therefore he's unable to bench. Should he just bench the first bracha? Yeah, you have a guy who wasn't brought up in such a good school, and he only remembers Hazon. Yeah, they sang that with gusto, and he remembers Hazon, but the rest of benching, he doesn't really remember. Is there any point in him just saying one bracha? On that, the Mishavurov says, that even though we said that the machloikas, whether the amount of brachas is deraisa or not, and there is a shitta that the minion of three brachas in our Torah, says the Mishnah Brura, used to be here. Yet poskim for sofim. The after min hatorah chay of the varech osam. Even in Torah, you have to mention all three brachas. Mikol makoyim ein ma'akvoy zu esu. They are not ma'akav each other, and therefore olufichach misha ein yodei levarech kol brachas vei efshaloi likvoy leboki sheyotziyoi b'birchas hamazon. There is a concept that really one can be motzi his friend with benching. We don't do tzlichat chila, but the Gemara says that if one fellow is a boor, is an ignoramus, and the other fellow is, stop pointing at me please, and the other fellow is a knowledgeable fellow, then the knowledgeable fellow can chila be moitzi his friend with benching. You shomei ka'ina, you sit there and not say anything, and you listen to his benching, and you're good to go. But if you don't have no smartphone, no friend, and you can't remember benching, says Mishabura, you just say what you remember, one bracha hazon, you reach your makayim benching for that concept. Now, from this is a very, very big nafkamina. Because by children, many children in schools, they do not bench the whole benching. Yeah, they only say, they build it up slowly. Yeah, for some reason, Oseh Shalom is a very vital part of their benching. Not sure why that is. We'll see. It's not such a vital part of benching, but you have to ask the schools. But the question is, do you need this din to allow children to bench one bracha, or even without it, could you just, for chinuch, let children do the best that they can?
Or
this is a different... That's one bracha d'abmen. Very good. That's bracha d'abmen. You can't say that, and Rim Chaim cuts the first bracha instead, but you just say a different language. Now, so this is a very claudius kashayla about children doing mitzvahs. Do children have to do mitzvahs in the proper way that adults have to? Or no, do we say for chinuch, we let the child just do it, yeah, it's for chinuch, he's an 8-year-old kid, as long as he does the best he can, that's good enough. So on this there's a very interesting source from a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. The famous Gemara in Sukkah, Machlokes, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, can a Sukkah be built over 20 amos tall? Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a proof to my shitta that it can be built over 20 amos tall. What's the proof? From Hilni Hamalka, a famous figure in the Gemara. Hilni Hamalka was a royal queen, and she had children. The Gemara says she had 7 children, and therefore one of them was inevitably Mechuyev in Chinuch. She had at least an 8-year-old kid. And her sukkah was over 20 amos tall. And a chazal who used to hang out in her sukkah to visit her never said anything to her that her sukkah is not kosher. Elamai, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have a raya from Hilni Hamalka's children that they used a sukkah that was over 20 amos tall, vice ois. You see from here that a sukkah can be over 20 amos tall. Says Ritva, I don't understand. Ritva and sukkah da base. Says, I don't understand. What's happening here? There's no mitzvah deraisa going on the sukkah, because the kids are not mechoyim midaraisa. Yeah, the machloket rash tosfos and brachas, whether the kid is mechoyim midrabanan, or perhaps only the parents are mechoyim, the kid not mechoyim at all. So I don't understand. What's the riot? They told the kids, come kids, we're going to sit in the sukkah. Now, they were all excited, they see the schach, they see the walls, they went outside, and really, it was a possible sukkah. But the kids didn't know that, and it could be that the kids thought they're sitting in a sukkah, and really it's a possible sukkah. How can you bring a raya from the fact that the sukkah used by Hilni Hamalka's children was over 20 amos, that that's kosher? Maybe it was possible, but they told the kids that it was a kosher sukkah. Like when you go to the esrog shop, and you ask the guy on the side, tell me, have you got any esrogim which the person fell off? And he goes, yeah, he goes, how much? 20p. Okay. And you buy it, and you give it to your kid, and he's beaming the whole sukkah, so he's got his postle esrog. Question, is that allowed? Now, from this ritva, he brings a raya that perhaps is not allowed. Because if you could use a postle sukkah, how could the Gemara bring a raya from Hilni Hamalka's children's sukkah? That sukkah, the man is kosher. Maybe it's possible, but they did it for chinuch. It's all children, this is a sukkah. Ah, it's not. Maybe they have maybe they have enough walls. The kids weren't big lamdonim, and they didn't know that. How can we arrive from a Gemara about sukkah of children to the din sukkah for adults? Elamai says the ritva, that chinuch has to be done kedaf v'kedin. You're mechoyev for children to do the mitzvah just like an adult has to. Now this is Be'etzem HaMachlokes, 2 days. He says, I shouldn't really bother to say this, he writes, but I just saw some people who make a mistake in this topic, therefore I'm bothering to write this. Now who are these people? These people is the Malch of Shein Ravon, because the Mishabura brings down the Tov Reit Munches, Echad Alaminim, so you've got Mechofches. He says, Yesh Me'achroinim, Shesoivrim, the mitzvah chinuch miskayim gam b'shol. Even though they didn't in Dalaminim, you have to have your own Dalaminim on the first day. You can't do it at Tom HaZachzit, but that you own it. But you can't borrow your friend's esrog. And it being down here, 2 days, if you can give a child, you can lend him your esrog, or he has to have his own esrog. Because this Svara says, the hagam b'zeh mischanach ha-ben l'mitzvahs, yeah? He'll tell his friends, I shook the Dalaminim. So it seems to be clear, this is the whole, that it doesn't matter, they're not mekayim the mitzvah, kedas v'kedin, that's irrelevant, as long as they think they're doing the mitzvah. So we have 2 opinions here. Now, nafkamina would be the guy benching, couldn't they bench one bracha by itself? On that we said, there's no nafkamina, because either way, an adult can also bench one bracha by himself, therefore zikha, what the kids do in school, they bench one bracha by himself, there's no problem, because that's also good for an adult. Now, the fascinating Reb Moshe Feinstein on this, which is a bit off topic, but I would have to mention it, he says, the after a shayla from school in Yehupetzville in America, they wanted to make a mixed school with boys and girls together. And they asked him, is it allowed or not? So he said, the chayra is going to be dependent on this Mishnah Berura in Hilchas Esrog. And he explains, well, what's going on? He says, the two ways to learn what chinuch is chinuch a mitzvah that you have to keep the Torah just like an adult has to? Similarly, a child has to. There's no shortcut, there's no possible esrogim, there's no possible sukkahs. You have to do it like.
What age are you talking about?
What
age are you talking about?
Young kids, your primary school kids. She doesn't. Then if you learn that chinuchis to be kind the mitzvahs like an adult, then it's no problem. Why? He says, because there's no hurrim when you put the 8-year-old boy, 8-year-old girl together. And therefore, in din of the Torah, that's not a problem. And therefore, if you were keeping the mitzvahs like you keep mitzvahs for adults, there'll be no problem whatsoever in having a mitzvah. However, says Ramesha, if you learn that chinuch is not to mekayim every mitzvah, b'chol dikdukeho poteho, not vos. The mitzvah is to bring them up in the Jewish way. Yeah, you tell them, this is a sukkah. All right, it's possible. It doesn't matter. As long as they think they're doing the mitzvah, that's good enough. And what then? They can take a broomstick and a watermelon and tell them, this is your dalaminium, and shake it. And they shake it with the whole heart. That would be mekayim chinuch. If you hold azoi, he says you couldn't have a mixed school. Why not? He says, because that's not the Yiddish way, that's not the Jewish way to have boys and girls together. And therefore, when they grow up, to have boys, that will give them the wrong taste of Yiddishkeit. If the whole mitzvah of chinuch is the taste of Yiddishkeit, that would be that. You could argue on it, but as a point, that's what Moshe says. Comes out from Moshe, which could be enough Gwyneth people here, that if one's children were to be in a mixed school, that'd be fine. Moshe says that it's fine because you're holding that mitzvahs have to be done kedas v'kedin, and therefore you're doing a mitzvah kedin. However, anyone who sends a mixed school would be mechuyev to buy that child a kosher dalaminium, because that you're going in that chitter that you have to be kind of, therefore whoever's buying the posel dalaminium, you have to make sure they're sending to the separate schools. Okay. What did you say?
Yes. Complicated.
Why?
You can work in all directions, backwards, forwards.
Okay. Okay, so that is Moshe, that is that. Now, okay, let's go back to Hilchot Benching. I have a bit of a sidetrack there. So who wrote Benching? There says we have a posuk, v'chal tov zvot v'rachta. Very nice. But who made up these words that we say every day? Very good. The first bracha, the Gemara says, was made up by Moshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mon to the Yidden, he was so happy, he made up the bracha of ha-zon. The second bracha was made up by Yeshua. We said the first bracha is about the mon, it's about food. The second bracha is about Eretz Yisrael. When Yeshua brought the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, he made up the second bracha of Neidelcha. And the third pasuk was made up by Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo when they built the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they made up the pasuk of Rachim and Bon Yishu. Neidelcha by Yeshua, that's the second bracha. That's by Yeshua. Yeah. Now, Min HaTorah is only three brachas. The reason we say Bonei Barachim and Shlomo, Amen, we never normally say Amen to what we're saying. It's to signify that this is the end of the biblical Chiyuv to bench.
Yeah, okay, but it's
now,
the title Moshe Rabbeinu was only one.
Oh, but we said that the word, the Mabea, was only one, but the concept you still Mechoyev to say. You're saying in your own world, Hi Hashem, thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Hi, thank you for making us the Yerushalayim, which is Toiv. End of month. Now, the fourth bracha is HaToiv HaMeitiv. This is only Midrabbanan. That's no Chimin HaToiv, only Chimin HaRabbanan. But they knew it was given to us and we were heading there. No, yeah. The Abidram brings down that this was Masakan in Yavne and Masakan on the Haruge Beta. Haruge Beta was a very sad story. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden were killed and they were lying in the street and they were unable to be brought to burial. When the Romans allowed us to bury them, we were so happy they made up this bracha of Hatov Amit. Harachamons are not a chelik of benching. We have three brachas midaraisa, one bracha midrabbanon, and then we have the harachamon. They are not chelik of benching. Abu Dram brings down, that really you can just, at that point, choose to say any supplications you want, or anything that you might need. That is what you should say. Rav Shulchan brings down, that harachamon shon oimrin, eino me habrocha, ela toisefes ba'almahi, ke'en tachanunim she'achash mo'en esra. Just like Achash Esra, we say all the different tachanunim, who are then, that's what harachamon is. It's not an inherent part of the bench. Now, the Shavuot brings down, even though normally one doesn't ask for personal things on Shabbos. Yeah, everyone knows you don't, there's no refa'inu, there's no, in Shabbos we don't ask for personal things. However, says the Shavuot, you're allowed to say the Rachman's no problem, even though they're all personal things. Because once it's part of the Mabea Shachet of HaChomim, once it's part of the Nusach of benching, we're still allowed to say. Some of Shlomo Zalman. It's not part. Also, no, they're not the official things.
Also.
Oh, no, it's not. It's for Shabbos then. Once you're saying something, there's something else in the to mention Shabbos. Different chiyuv to say something. Here, this is the mechayiv say this benching on Shabbos. Yeah. There, the mechayiv say a different davening on Shabbos. So, to go back. And the Chamishna, if you start off saying the wrong thing, only because of Tirchi, you don't say the regular one. If you want to state, say, Atachoyne, instead of Atachoyne, you tackle carriage. Some of the Rishon Zalman, that he's got a very busy man, probably very busy learning, and doesn't have time to say the Harachamans. Is he allowed to skip out the harachamons because I don't have time? Rav Dama says, Ikhadin, you're allowed to, because it's not part of benching, just a chandonim. And if you're unable to do something, you'll form a kayim bench in a tzadchila without even saying any harachamons. Some people, they like to talk, I don't know if it's a bit of mitzvah, they like to talk in the harachamons. I think they're tumor, just to show they're knowledgeable enough that they know that's not part of the real benching, and that's why they're but he said to Shlomo Zalman, who doesn't want to be in the kabbal of these beautiful brachas of harachamon, therefore he recommends that you should count them. What is that? Okay, that is that's the makeup of benching. Now let's go on to a few halachas surrounding that. Mayim achronim. Who here does not do mayim achronim?
Who what?
Doesn't do mayim achronim. So I've got a question. It says in the Mechaber, Kuf Pei Aleph Aleph, mayim achronim chayvah. Full stop. Don't worry. So there he says you have to wash mayim achronim. Says Mr. Brewer, Hatam. Your hands are dirty from the achila, and therefore you're not allowed to eat. I'm assuming in the olden days they all used to eat like yeshiva bachrim, and therefore, although you do find in the Gemara about forks and knives and stuff, upon him, it says your hands were dirty from eating, and therefore you couldn't bench azoi, and therefore that's one reason why you have to wash mayim achronim. And another reason. Oh. Even when your hands are not dirty, klam and achila, gam kein chayv chazal ben tilis mayim achronim. V'hu nichashash melach sadoimis. The chos uda halim from melach, and it's very potent salt. V'yesh lochosh shem ma'ur behen ma'at melach sadoimis. Maybe have in it some melach sadoimis. Shem asame ha'inayim lemishenay. You might rub your eyes. You've got this salt in, and you're going to blind chas v'shalom yourself. Meila the chiyuv to wash mayim achronim. Now, before everyone gets worried, all the people who bravely put their hands up before, says the Mechaber in the end of that siman, Kuf Pei Aleph Yud, Yesh She'ein Nehagim Little Mayim Achronim. There are those, we have them here with us, who are noyed not to wash Mayim Achronim. Okay, what's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Menei She'ein Melach Sodomis Mitzuyah Beineinu, because the mind we don't have this Melach Sodomis nowadays, and Mishnah Yodayim Huzahomois, Ein Choshim. Nowadays, we're not worried because you're not so careful to. He writes, it's not a problem, and therefore, make our din, you have to be so mechon that you don't have to. The goin, he brings down very makbit, so little gamle idna, and he still says you should wash it out. Now.
Is my makreim chover?
No, it's an official minig. It's not our own minig, it comes from Tosfos and Brachos Daf Nun Gimel. So it's a makreim from Rishonim that they did away with this chiyuv because the reason didn't apply. We don't do that ourselves. Nowadays, any. Takana Chazal made, even if we think the reason is not Negea, we still would answer it. But the Maisa, if Rishonim say you can mevatel it, we go with that. The Maivon bring down from Mukubolim that Vali should do Mayim Achronim, and we said the Goyim says you should.
Well, now, if it's Melech Shadoimus, it should be any meal, even if there's no bread.
Normally, I think you ate bread with a bread meal, had a kol kavon chatol melech. I think that's to assume. Now, question, has anyone seen a chilek between men and ladies so far on this? No, there's equal melech sadoimis by men and ladies. I don't say equally hands dirty, I'm not sure, but it seems to be, it should be the same halacha. Now, Taka, Rebbe Chaim Sommerfeld, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Rebbe Yashiv held that who are din ladies are mechuyev in mayim achronim. Rebbe Osner brings down that the minhag is that ladies do not wash mayim achronim. And he explained the reason is. He said, but Etzem, we just explained halachically, there's no chiyuv for a man to wash mayim achronim. We said, Tosfos said that we're not noyed nowadays. Chazal, we decided to be machmir on ourselves to still get washing. That chumrah would never makubal onto ladies, and therefore ladies do not.
They're not
going to
be with all their hands.
I know, I thought someone said that. Okay, I hear. But melech sadoimis, maybe they would. Okay.
Is
it a shiur? Oh, no, there's no shiur. He said, Chazal, it's different to a mayim rishonim, and you don't have a keli, and it can be even a teeny bit, and you can even dip your hand in the thing. There's no shiur. Just to get. If you have the mayim stopping with. Okay. The Gemara and Bracha brings down, take off Lintilis Adayim, Bracha. Immediately after the Adayim, you should make a Bracha. The Gemara learns, the Shoyim explain, it means, Mayim Achronim should be done immediately before benching. You shouldn't be mafsik, bedibur, between Mayim Achronim and between the benching. The Arizal once had someone who came to him, and he had a big pain in his shoulder. He said, Arizal, I don't know what to do, I have a very bad shoulder pain. And he said, question, are you makpid not to talk between my machronim and benching? He said, no, I'm not makpid, I talk. So he said, the says, take of this daim, bracha, Takef and Kesef, which is the word shoulder, are interchangeable, and therefore I understand that that was why you have a shoulder pain, and if you try and correct your act, you're then going to be okay. If you have to talk, because you have to talk, something happened, then you can talk, but then you have to wash again before you would go and, you know. Now there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to read it out, and no one should get angry, and if they don't agree, they should either ask the rabbi, or they can argue that the minhag has changed. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach that a Yireh Shamayim should only bench while wearing a hat.
What?
Hat. Rak Yosim HaKoira Al Roshi. V'chein Nahagu Kayoim B'Yisrael Be'ez Berchus HaMozoin Shemesimin HaKoira Al Roshin Afilu Kushumavarech B'Yochid B'Li Kois. There's no Cholek here, it's the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Pei Gimel Yud Aleph, that is an Indian to wear a hat while you bench. Now, there are those who say that it's only those days when every normal person would only walk on the street in a hat and you would never speak to anyone normal not wearing a hat, and perhaps nowadays the hats are less motzah, you wouldn't apply. That's a very nice svara. I commend you for that svara. But unless you find someone good saying that, it seems to be that a chila wants to be wearing a hat for benching.
What's a hat?
What is a hat?
Why is it a couple of hats?
No, he talks about
on top of your head.
He says it even if you wear a mitznefes, which is some sort of head covering, it's not, you have to wear a hat on top of it.
Oh, so, two hats.
That's what he says. Okay. Now, a few more little halakas about benching. Michal brings down, Sorich leishev b'shal shavarach. You have to sit down when you bench. Why? Even if you're walking around and eating, k'shmagia levarach tzorich leishev k'shyuchal lechaven yoisa. So you can always be mechavan better for what you're saying when you are sitting down.
What is jacket?
What is that?
What is jacket?
There is raised about a jacket as well. It wasn't as clear cut, if I didn't say it, but there is a shmuz about it. Also, the chatzkela which Berurah brings down in Kuf Pei Hei Aleph says the Mishnah.
Standing, sitting down, fighting, governing generally as well.
I don't know. By saw by En Sholish by Alam Michya, there's a shaylef that applies as well. That I saw clearly. Davening, I didn't see Mufarsh. I don't believe so.
Could you about more better concentration?
Perhaps you could. It says it's both a shakal when you daven. Chatz moisai tamaran also have mamshah. The Indian's a bench from a bencher, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf pehe aleph. Chazav bach. 1 second. Indian to bench the chachila from a sefer. Now, I'd like the last few minutes to discuss Yale, V'yovoi, and Ritzi. Before I start, I have to mention that Nissen Kamelitz, Chren Levrach HaZatzal, when he used to faher potential gerim and geris, ladies and men who wanted to be geris but to become Jewish, he was given for hair, like, you know, make sure they cover all the mitzvahs. And one of the questions you used to ask them to make sure they were knowledgeable in halacha is, what is the halacha if you don't say ritzeh during shalosh shudas? Do you have to bench again? Now, I'm not going to go around the room and ask people the questions, but I'll show everyone here not needing in the process of gerus, and therefore everyone is okay. But this was a question that was going to ask potential gerim, what is halacha? But listen, Karelis, you used to ask this. There's a few questions. How do you make a tea on Shabbos? One question you used to ask. Another question, if you miss out, you would say in Shal Shudas, what's the halacha? So we don't, no one's being put on the spot, and we'll go through the sugya quickly now. There's a chiyuv to eat 3 sudas on Shabbos. What
did
you say?
Change the Ramam. Ramam doesn't say there's a question that he gave when he knows about the other.
No, boss.
Yes,
because they ask them on all different pratim. I'll be in Bagarism and they ask them on all random different mekudas they test. You have to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. If you don't eat a Friday night meal, the Ramah brings down Yisrael Efim Chuv to eat 3 meals on Shabbos day. Now, the Gemara says in Brachas, I think Daf Mem Tes, that any meal that you're Mechuv to partake in on Shabbos, were you to not bench like you're supposed to bench, were you to miss out, would say, you would have to bench again. Again, if the meal you didn't have to take part in, then there's no chiyuv to bench again, because you didn't really have to bench on Ritzeh. But a meal that you have to do, then there's ke'ilu a chiyuv for you from before Shabbos to mention Ritzeh 3 times, and were you not to say it, you would have to bench again. Who are the Yom Tov? Yal Yovo, you're mechuyev to eat 2 meals on Yom Tov. If you miss out Yal Yovo, any of the Yom Tov meals,
you would have to bench. Mashenkein, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, there is no chiyuv to eat a seuda, and therefore, for you to forget Yalav Yavoy on those days, you would not have to bench again. Now, Shalosh Chodesh, is there a chiyuv to eat Shalosh Chodesh or not? Everyone knows there is, right?
Chayv.
If you turn to Reish Tzadi Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Tzorech la'asoy soy bapas. Talking about Shalosh Chodesh, says you have to eat Shalosh Chodesh with bread. V'yeish oimrim. A piece of cake will be mekayim yochiv shalshudas. Ve'yesh shomim sheyochol asoy soy bedvarim shenachin zepas, like bosa v'dogim aval lo bepeiros. Maybe meat and fish would be good for shalshudas, but not fruit. Ve'yesh shomim da'afidu bepeiros yochol la'asoy soy. Yeah, it's very negay on erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. Some people who want to be mekayim eating shalshudas after they have davened the mincha, which is kubli chatchila, and they can't really eat any bread or matzah, then they are soymich on these yesh oimrims, and they therefore eat other food. So it seems to be clear here that the big machlokes are showing him whether you mechoyev to wash for shalshudas or not. And many shittas hold, you don't have to. Therefore, says Tosfos Brachot of Memtes, since the machlokes, where there's a chiyuv bechlal to bench in shalshudas, the halacha would be that only on Friday night and Shabbos day, if you miss out, would say you'd have to bench again. Masha'en kein shalshudas, you would say you don't bench again. Everyone is now qualified to go to Mizrach Rosh Chodesh. Okay.
Some people are yet to learning.
Yeah, I see that. Apparently, Biskunov didn't like that because he was scared to get schlubbed up after Shabbos. And then Lema Freya, he didn't really do anything. Okay.
You could say, what guys would say, you don't bench again?
In Shalosh Chodesh, you do not bench again. Yes. Now, I'll end up with an interesting Shaila. What happens when you have Shalosh Chodesh on just before Shabbos goes out? And Motzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. What do you bench when you bench on Matzah Shabbos? Do you say you would say, do you say Yalav Yavoy, do you say both, do you say neither, do you just not bench, that's too complicated, what do you do? Oh, it's not a mini, it's not real,
yeah?
Because the Mishnah Berurah Lechatchila brings down, perhaps you should not eat after Rosh Chodesh has come in. Lechatchila, you should wash before Shkia, eat the Kazai then, 30 kilos plus, and then don't eat any more bread, then you have no problem with the Rosh Chodesh issue, and then you just say Ritzeh and not Yalav Yavoy. That is the Mishnah Berurah's first psak. And not Yalav Yavoy. That's the first option in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, what happens if you were unable to control yourself and the herring was too tempting on the table, and you ate a kazayas tetechiz pras after you already started? Then he says, Mikadin, you should say Yalav Yavoy and not Ritzeh. Why? There's a machloikas always when you start a meal, but it's still, let's say, Shabbos, and you bench and it's not Shabbos, what do you do? Do you go basal ascholah or basal soif? Mechala paskins to go basal ascholah and you still say it to say. That's what everyone does. We wash before Shabbos, we bench after Nacht, we still say it to say. Says Mishnah Berurah, because that's a machloikas, that's not the Kula Alma, when you have a Tarta de Sasri, which is Chodesh and Shabbos, and you've zicha mechoyev, the chol hashittas in Yalav Yavoy, and a machloikas is mechoyev in. And would say, you should just say Yalav Yavoy and not Ritzeh. And then he brings a shitta that it doesn't matter, and even if you did so, you can just do both, and therefore there's no clear hachra here. Everyone should do like their rabbi says or like their minig is. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a good day.